I was so sad Monday. This is a championship team, and they could go down in history as one of the biggest disappointments ever. But I seem to be more confident. If I was in a better frame of mind, well, no, that's why. But it doesn't have to be that way. If they can come back and win this series, they add to their greatness, right?
What are those odds?
I don't know, 13 of 93 teams down 3-1 or something like that.
0-40 for the Bucks. 0-40.
When they're down 3-1?
Yes.
I didn't know they've played enough to be one down 3-1.
They've been down 3-1 40 times.
40 times. So, yeah, so there's a chance for greatness. Yes, it is. No, they come back from 3-1 down.
Is it a dream or is it a goal?
They win today, then it becomes a goal. Right now it's a dream, right? No, but if they come back from 3-1 down, even if they don't win a championship, this will be remembered historically as the first time the Bucks have ever done it, which this team should be the team to do it. And
are they doing it or not? Put your money where your mouth is.
They come back from 3-1 down, everybody's going to be back on the Bucks championship bandwagon again.
I would say yes, but you make it hard because of what you say about they've just shown a weakness defensively, which means it could happen again, and they don't have room for any. It could happen again, right? It could happen again.
It could.
Right.
If they play Connaughton over Jay Crowder again, yes.
No, they got to play Jay Crowder. And here's my complaint about Jay Crowder. I'd have been playing Jay Crowder a little bit each game. You know why? I'm going to wear Jimmy Butler down. He's going to know every game against the Bucks, he's going against Jay Crowder, who's just going to push him, shove him. And over the course of three or four games, that will help wear down Jimmy Butler. It's too
wear
late.
Wear down during the course of a game.
Like, right. It's too late to wear him down now.
Remember my Chuck Person story?
Yes.
Same thing, yes. Yeah, 22 in the quarter.
Yeah.
You might want to get somebody on this dude.
Right. Now.
And get everybody.
I don't know. Well, wait.
Why isn't Giannis
Were you
starting?
That good a defensive player, or did they got to the point where they had no one left?
No, I was that good.
I know, because they put you on Michael Jordan when you were a rookie.
I was a good defender.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. So who's the Bucks guy? Who's the Bucks Tony Smith? It's got to be Jay Crowder. It would be Wesley Matthews, but he's hurt.
But it depends on your matchup. Like, I'm not just going to go in there and guard anybody.
I know.
Certain limitations to my guarding.
Right. Well, Jay Crowder can guard.
Jay Crowder is a good matchup. Like, you're not going to put, Jay Crowder on somebody who he can't
guard. No, you're going to make Jimmy Butler make every basket with a jump shot because he ain't going by Jay Crowder to the hoop. Crowder will back off him a little bit.
Jimmy bullies guys.
Yeah.
He's too big for Drew, so he bullies Drew. You can't do that to Crowder, is what
right.
I'm saying.
Yes, I agree totally.
He might score, but it ain't going to be
yes,
easy.
Yes, you're wearing him down.
Correct.
And they should have done it from game one.
He should have did it in the first quarter, for sure.
Well, a little bit each game.
Let's go pound on him.
If
I'm Giannis out there, I'm like, get out of here. I'm taking this dude.
Yeah, not for the whole game, just for a little bit. Every game every game he knows, little of that game, Jay Crowder is coming on me.
After you got to 10 in the quarter, watch out. I'm taking him. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what Jay Crowder wanted to do.
No, that's what Giannis should have done.
Oh, well, he couldn't because of the injury. He'll do it now.
Mm. Well, he's not injured now?
No, he's feeling better.
Oh, after one game, and he went down, and he was, like, not looking good? You think he's feeling better?
I think he's feeling better. I don't think they wanted to do as... I guarantee in six... But in terms of guarding Jimmy Butler, he'll be guarding him a lot more game six.
Played 38
I know,
minutes.
But how much did he guard Jimmy? Not much. Know.
Well, because they thought Drew Holiday could do it.
And I think there's only so much they wanted to put on Giannis coming back from that and dealing with that injury. But on game six, he's going to be guarding Jimmy Butler a lot, whatever a lot is. Yeah, we have the top three at three. That's going to wait. Because
Jimmy gets it going, you got to do something. You got to put somebody on him who's bigger than him. You cannot put a small guy on him because he doesn't blow by you. He
gets into you.
Yeah, he drives on you, but he drives
the way you always talk about.
He drives on you with the body. He just bodies you.
The way you talk about how players have to do going to the basket, even against shot blockers.
Yeah, you got to put a body on him.
And he's one of those rare people.
Get somebody bigger than him.
That is strong and can finish against big guys. Because there's a skill there, right?
Bucks, they're in a bad shape right now. It's going to take a very, very good game.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, be honest with you, I thought I thought this game was in the bag. They were in complete control of the game.
It was.
Complete control of the game.
I always was a little more nervous than I should have been. I don't know why. I didn't think they were going to lose.
Yeah, because they could never stretch it out.
Right.
It was always hanging around 10 points.
And we know the reason for that.
10 points is
they
dangerous.
Were turning it over a little bit. But more than that, Miami was shooting well. People were making shots. And the Bucks have had
Jimmy
that
Butler
problem.
Was the only one making shots. First quarter, no one did anything
Correct.
But Jimmy.
But when they won 12 of 13, Jimmy had scored 27 points on 12 possessions. Jimmy had like 14, but Martin had 7.
Yeah,
he was huge. Some.
Yeah, once you get there, then like...
All right.
It's ugly.
Zora, to help me next.